Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, with the regard to the helicopters, we send down two, don't we?
Yeah, I think we do. I think they send one after yours.
Yeah. Well, my point is that after mine leaves, do the press go away?
Yes.
I mean,
they do.
They do immediately, huh? They. Do they have to be out there to watch me? That's the problem Ron always has.
Yeah.
Well,
we can. Well, let me think. Let me see what we can work out. We'll either.
You do have two helicopters in any event, don't you? Or not?
I think we do. And if we don't, we can get a second one up here, which is no problem.
Why don't you just have? Let's just have two and put staff and other people on the second one.
Sure.
And I'll whip out and go off a little early, But now, who's in charge of the press? Is Ron or Warren or somebody there when they stand over there?
There's someone covers, yeah. I'll find out who it is.
They could just get them the hell out as soon as we leave there to move them out.
Yeah,
they do that?
Sure.
And then we'll take, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Put David on the second one.
But David and Julie, I'll put on the second helicopter.
Yeah.
And I'll have, that's the way I think we could work it very easily.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's worth doing it. And that. We have quite a group up here anyway, and we could just, divide up the troops just a little bit this time.
Yeah, that's no problem.
We could go. So we'll leave. We'll have one leave at about, have it ready by 1:45. We'll leave, and then the other one can leave at about 1:45.
12:45.
12:45, and the other one can leave about
David Charlie after. Okay.
The point is that you could just call over and say, well, the press is gone, and you could go. Okay.
Right.
I don't know whether it'll work, but we might as well try.
Sure.
Make it a little more comfortable.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, fine.
Good.
What else?
Set it up.
New this morning, anything?
No.
Reading the papers. And... No, I thought that's, of course, what we would expect, that Ronda didn't handle his stuff very well. Sort of leaking out his...
No, yeah, he's just spewing it out.
All that sort of thing. And we're doing it. But there's no reason just to tell John to react to it. I mean, about it, we have no desire to do that.
Right.
Or did John have any other, other
no,
views on
no,
that?
And no, I'm sure.
I don't think he's going to, George is going to find that he's a nothing out, just as Wally Hickel has found out. We just got had a cross to bear there. We just had to get off our backs as best we can.
Yep.
And the way John ought to handle it, in my opinion, is to simply get at this. Is John there? Is John around there?
He's not right here now, no.
Yeah. I better talk to him just a little about it. You can ask him to ring me, will you?
Okay, sure.
And you ring fine by.
Right.